council communications items, starting with 316.
Request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding homeless sweeps and civil rights, human rights violations of the homeless.
Come on up.
Okay, so my name is David Keith Davis, founder of Multnomah County Cop Watch, and also a member of Fight the Sweeps Portland. I was going to talk about homeless issues. One thing I will bring up is you have a storage bin at Hazelnut Grove that's sitting there basically vacant. These things were supposed to be used for homeless people as a day storage thing. You only have two. You have one sitting there just basically not being used, where people already have a place to store their belongings. Moving on to the next thing, I'm talking about this police going rogue over their little Nazi drugs and vice captain, which, you know, in itself, to have a Nazi who erected a public shrine in Portland Park and who is an open Nazi and a white supremacist running your drugs and vice unit, that should be rather disturbing, since the drug war is totally racist. And then you have an open racist white supremacist running your drugs and vice. You talk about human rights violations in all these other places. Well, it's time to clean up your own backyard, Hales, Mr. Police Commissioner, and all you people sitting up there. You know, the latest display of Portland Police, PBA, Police Union thuggery. The police chief Larry O'Day and police union head Daryl Turner have threatened to not cooperate with the IPR, the independent police review process, because some local citizens taunted a Nazi police captain, Mark Krueger, at the latest CRC meeting. The CRC meeting has been canceled tonight because, they don't want to deal with, community members being a little outraged about having an open Nazi who runs the drugs and vice and wages a racist drug war. Come on. I mean, the police technically are supposed to serve as public servants, not a rogue army with no community oversight, making up their own rules and policing their own bad behavior. The overreaction of the Portland police, the police union, was perfectly timed to coincide with the recent article by Maxine Bernstein in the Oregonian about the U.S. Department of Justice lawyers telling Portland police to drop the us versus them mentality of training, okay? So you have this us versus them militarized police mentality threatening to sabotage the Department of Justice settlement with the city, and this should be taken very serious. You know, an anonymous survey by officers, you know, that they're doing, it told them, you know, that, this might be open to a public records request. Okay. So basically,
thank
saying,
you.
You know, shut your mouth and don't fucking...
Mr. Davis, you're done. You're done,
Police
Mr. Davis.
Safety concerns because voices of,
Mr. Davis, you're done. Mr. Davis, your time has expired. You will need to sit down or you will be excluded from the council chambers. In 10 seconds, I will have to exclude you from the council chambers. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Mr. Davis, you're excluded from council chambers. You're excluded. We're recessed.
They're scared of a little water. Water, water, water. Oh, yeah, aren't we made up of water? Give me a break. You guys are a joke. And you should be ashamed of yourself, police commissioner / mayor rogue.
Thank you. Good job, Brenda. Would you have that man removed? You're next.
Okay.